On a long neck quart bottle, that thing you stick in the top.
That's a cork.
Okay.
They're caps now.
Yeah.
You don't see them old corks anymore.
Would you only call it a cork if it was made out of cork?
Huh?
Would you, if it were made out of metal or something, you wouldn't call it
a cork? It's just a cork. It's made out of something. I don't know.
Could there be a rubber cork?
I've got some of them old corks here, but they're just corks. They're not rubber. I don't know what they are. But now then, you see, all them old bottles had corks. It's old bottles, you mean. Mm-hmm. Now then, they don't make no such stuff as that. They've all got screw tops on them or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you seen this little musical instrument about this long that you blow on?
Well, it's French harp.
How about the one you...
Well, it's a juice harp.
Yeah, okay.
Well, there's fellas could take everything, you know, and just took a stone.
Was there a lot of music in the valley?
Just such stuff as that. Bangers. Most of the old ones bangers, fiddles. Some wooden fiddlers, old men was good fiddlers. There's more bangers than fiddlers when I was a boy than anything. Then they finally got the guitar, you know, and these other instruments. But these old timers all learned on the banjo and the fiddle.
Can you remember the names of some of the best old banjo players? You remember any of them? Just their names? I'd be interested.
Well, I don't know. There wasn't nearly anybody back them days, you know, could pick a banjo. Some Sperlings in here, awful banjo pickers. And my wife's uncle, Lawson, he was a good fiddler. And there's a lot of people could pick a banjo and play a fiddle. I don't know why it was that they could do better on that than could any other instrument. But they never would use that stuff in the church them days. Well, they had an organ they used in the church, and then later on they began to get pianos, you know. But some churches, they don't let them take the music in, you know, but they don't much in this country. That's never got started here. They started over here at a little church one time. Folks from another community down here, they were making music. And the pastor, he went over there and was in there making that music, and he resigned and quit them right there.
Is that right? They were in there with banjos and...
Yeah, he didn't believe in that, so it was all right for the piano and the organ. I don't know if there's any difference in it, but some people don't look at it that way, you know.
Sure.
It's just the way they've been brought up, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't have it. Resigned, quit them. Because they had that music there, that his consent.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask him, yesterday we were talking about plows and harrows. Did you ever hear of anything called the Gee Whiz?
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, it's some kind of a little old harrier plow. I don't know just how to describe it. I don't know just exactly what to call it, but that old gee whiz, I'm hearing that a lot. I think it was a little old harrier. Had a lever in there, you know, and you could spread it. It had teeth in it, and it's pulled by horse just like a one horse plow or something.
I
think that's what they called the gee whiz, or some would call it a cultivator.
It wasn't a spring tooth, though.
It was just a teeth, but it wasn't spring teeth.
Mm-hmm.
But now they've got these spring teeth that they use, and they're pretty handy. They use on tractors. You know, mm-hmm. There wasn't much of that used on horse property, them spring stuff.
I see.
But they're using a lot of them now. But I believe these little old things is what they call gee whiz, as some people did, and some called them cultivators.
It was a kind of a cultivator, then.
Yeah, you could put that thing, widen it out, you know, there's about three sets of them. It had a spring in there, and you could move that lever, you know, and you could draw it up in close rows, or you could stretch it out, you know, and get a wider row.
Mm.
I used to have them. I ain't got there now. I don't know what become of the license. I'd love to have it.